I'm cross-selling you something that actually is going to make your experience with my product or my service better.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 37 of the Small Business BS Podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. And in today's episode, we're going to continue on in our conversation about selling. Specifically today, we're going to talk about cross-selling. In our last episode, episode 36, we began this mini-series on some different ways to sell without being salesy. And we started with the term upselling. In this episode, we're going to talk about cross-selling. And in next episode, episode 38, we're going to talk about downselling. Now, Jeff, before we begin, I just want to recap and talk about the difference of each, because we're having a conversation here in this series about selling. Selling can be intimidating. Selling can be scary. And oftentimes when we're sold to, when people are selling to us, it can feel sleazy. And a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs don't like the idea of sales. Sales is scary. Sales is intimidating. And most of us are good at doing what we do. We're good at our trade. We're good at the product or service that we offer. We're not salespeople. But the reality is sales is essential for our business to stay alive. Without sales, we don't have a business. We have a hobby, a very, very expensive hobby. So as business owners, we have to figure out sales. We have to figure out how to bring in money to the business. And if we believe that we have a valuable product or service and we do a good job and deliver a valuable product or service, we're almost doing a disservice to our clients and potential customers by not actually selling. Now, again, selling doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be sleazy, and that's why we're focusing on these three ways to sell without being sleazy. Again, the first is upselling. So upselling in the last episode, episode 36, upselling is basically going bigger. You've already made the sale, offer them something bigger. Cross-selling is go wider. That's what we're going to talk about today. You've already made the sale, why don't you offer some sister products and services or some complimentary things that go along with the sale you've already made. And then in the next episode, episode 38 next week, we'll be talking about downselling. When our initial offering doesn't work, but you can tell there's interest, how do we go smaller? So upsellings go bigger, cross-sellings go wider, and downselling is go smaller. Now, Jeff, as we dive into the conversation on cross-selling, can you give us an overview of cross-selling and explain why it's valuable, how it's different from the other two, and frankly, what you love about cross-selling?
Yeah. So first off, I love the reiteration of why it's so important to sell and the fact that I think I noted in the last episode, I upselling and cross-selling are great because you already made the sale. So this is just about additional revenue. So you don't have to feel the pressure on it. And it shouldn't be a high pressure. It's just an opportunity for you to increase the average ticket price or that particular sale. So at upselling, we talked about like it's the, you know, the increase in it, the kind of maybe taking them to a higher level of that product or the VIP or whatever. Cross-selling is just adding something to it, right? And I'm going to use a similar, because in the upselling, I used McDonald's. I'm going to use McDonald's again. And this is not an endorsement for McDonald's. I'm just using them. Cross-selling is, would you like fries with that? I bought some chicken nuggets. I bought a burger. I'm already giving you the sale of this single item, this single burger. And you're going to ask, would you like fries with that? Because if I say yes, now I'm spending more money, right? The additional piece of that, if you go to upselling, the step is, would you like those fries to be large? Now, right? So you already made the cross sell. Now you're making upsell. So they kind of combine. You can do one without the other or both. And so that, if you think about, I'll give you a different example. You're at Best Buy buying a laptop. The cross sell is, how about a laptop bag? Keep that thing protected. How about an external mouse? Because it's just easier on you. How about this mouse pad for your mouse. There's a bunch of add-ons you can do there. How about an extra charger? When you go buy your phone and get your new iPhone, they have all over the wall, right? All the phone case. We're going to want a phone case. You definitely want a screen protector. And you might want an extra charger because Apple doesn't put them in there anymore. How about some headphones? These are all cross-selling products. I like that you said, like, you use the word complementary. That's what they are. So cross-selling is super simple, in my opinion. It's like, what complements this? What goes well with this? And what can I connect to it? So if you go into the digital space, a course. I bought a course. Great. Would you like this other course that complements it, that is connected to it? For example, if Adam had a course on upselling, a great cross-sell would be a course on cross-selling.
That's great.
Or a course on downselling. Like, it just, it works. That's a little meta, but whatever. Yeah. So I think that's the easiest way to do it. It's just the add-on. Like, what makes sense to put this on?
Yeah. And you bring up a good point, because a lot of times the cross-selling is offered in a bundled package. So, you know, with McDonald's, for example, would you like fries with that? It's typically, would you like to make that a value meal? And so they're
Which
not
feels a little bit like upselling. His cross-selling sometimes falls into that a little bit.
But let's differentiate the difference, because what you told me was the upselling is, if I ask for a burger, you say, would you like that to be a double cheeseburger?
Would you like double meat or cheese with that?
Right. Can I get a drink? Would you like to supersize that and make it not a large, but make it a supersize? So it's upselling is the exact product they order, just bigger. But cross-selling is offering those complimentaries, and it can be done by saying, would you like fries with that? Or it could be done by saying, would you like the value menu? And so, or the value, whatever they call it. What do they call it? Value
meal?
Is that meal, what you're saying? That's it. That's exactly it. The value meal.
The combo meal.
So that's cross-selling. Now, I think that it's important to understand to keep in mind that cross-selling isn't just trying to sell more. It has to serve a purpose, and it has to meet the need and go back to that original need and desire of the customer in front of you. So if you are a car salesman and you're offering them a brand new car, you're not going to cross-sell new tires, because the car already comes with tires. There's not a need for new tires. Now, you might upgrade to the sporty looking tires. That's
upselling.
That's different. That's an upsell. And you're probably not going to, if you're a car salesman, also offer them a Cessna, which is an airplane, right? That's, you may sell that in your family of car salesmen, but it's not what they came in for. And so the reality is, you have to figure out what that need is when you're cross-selling, to make sure that you're still fulfilling that initial desire and that initial need that somebody wants. And so at McDonald's, that cross-sale is food. And that makes it pretty simple.
What's the cross sell on the car? Let's stick with that thing. So I bought the car. What's the cross sell? I was waiting for you to go to the.
So the cross sell for the car would be to offer a value of oil changes going forward. And some new car dealers offer free oil changes, but to offer some sort of
maintenance
package, a service package. That's the cross sale of typically what happens. Or not just maintenance, but maybe car washes. Would you like to buy a lifetime value of car washes at our car wash service? Would you like to get a car detail for 1 year from now, so you can come back in and we'll re-detail it, but today we're going to sell it to you at a 25% discount if you buy it today.
We recently bought a truck, and it was the tonneau cover.
Yep.
And the all-weather floor mats and things. So like those, yeah, cars are great. That was a good example of going to. There's so many cross-sell things that they do there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those are, they're almost upsells, because with cars you have features. And so,
but I think the cross sells focus on the things that you could add to any of the models, right? Cause you would upsell the model potentially, right? If I come in and I'm like, I want a Ford Escape, the upsell would be, okay, great. Like, are we looking here? Or are we trying to go to this model here?
When
we run into the financials, I actually can get you into the next trim level for a lot less than we thought. The cross sell is, after we already agreed, I'm going with this model, whatever. It's like, okay, well, do you want these? Do you want the maintenance package? Do you want the wash package? Do you want the floor mats? Do you want the specialized cup holder things that hold your phone? I don't know. Do you want the tonneau cover? The one that we got the tonneau cover, or you also have like the bed line and stuff. So like, but that's all stuff that it's added on, and I love, I'm using your word, I love, it's complementary to the product that I already bought, which was the truck.
Right.
Versus an upsell, which is actually a different truck, like literally, right? It's a model up, right? To get the accessories or the features or whatever it might be. So, and I like that because I love that you made the distinction with the McDonald's, because right, the cross sell is something different. It's the addition of the drink and the addition of the fries. Now, if I say yes, I'd be like fries with that. Now you have an opportunity to fully upsell me to the value menu, because you're like, well, if you add a drink, it's kind of a cross sell, but into an upsell of a technically a different product, it's now the full package of the value menu. Which, by the way, you said it earlier, just this is a side note, but just like the marketing around the value menu is great, because we're saying value menu, so we think it's a value, which it is if you were to buy all three items individually, but you're paying more. Anyway, sorry, that was a side note, just a little.
Yeah, I'm actually somebody who rarely buys value menus because I don't like to drink my calories. I like to eat my calories. And so I don't purchase drinks anywhere. And so oftentimes I do want a sandwich and fries, and it's still cheaper than the value menu. So I order the sandwich and fries, and they try to ring me up for the value menu, and I just have to clarify I don't want the drink. So you're right. That's a great, great example. Now, with cross-selling, Jeff, let's back up a little bit. I want to just think about, if we are a small business owner, how do we go about deciding what we can offer? Like if I'm a small business owner, I say, that's great, but what do I offer? How do I discover what to cross sell? I've got my upsell figured out because your last episode, episode 36, was so awesome. I figured that out, but now I'm lost. I don't quite understand what I should do for a cross sale. Where would I start, Jeff, on a cross sale if I am a small business owner or entrepreneur listening to this episode?
I think I'm going to use your word. I think it was really the way you framed it right at the beginning was the complementary. Like, what is something that would complement whatever it is that this person's purchasing? Whether that is an online course, a grass cut or lawn care package, a bike, a cup of coffee, a McDonald's burger, whatever it is, what is something that would complement that? And the catch is, you may have that already, or you maybe don't. And you need to look into, like, does it make sense from a financial standpoint for us to invest in creating and or purchasing these things that then we could then sell as a cross sell? And you have to look at the financials in that case and go, okay, I could add this on as a cross sell for X. It cost me Y, which is going to give me a net, you know, a profit, and which is going to increase my overall sale while still staying, you know, profit positive. So, I think, you know, ideally it's something that you already have that you can just very easily add on. And so that could be another service. We talked about, like, we used the carpet cleaner last episode, right? And talked about the upsell and like a different package or whatever, the cross sell. We kind of touched a little bit on cross sell because technically your floor mats out of your car and wash them down could be a cross sell, because maybe that's something that you're right. Or it's kind of an upsell because if it's a package, right? So it depends on how you frame it. But it could be the cross selling of, this is a great example. I had a guy out 2 weeks ago to fix a piece of siding that had come off my house. And he fixed it, and then he sold me, I'm losing my words here, vents that go on top of the house. What are they called? Ridge vents. Because it was good for him because I'm paying him more money, but also he was doing what was right for me because, and I looked it up, actually had another person come out, they agreed, and I went with the first guy because he's who I was working with. But the way our vents were set is actually what most likely was causing the siding issue, because water was getting in there and then pushing it out. The ridge vents prevent a lot of that. So like it was the right sale, but also he cross-sold me. He had already made the sale. I was already paying him for the job he came out and did. He was good. And the job I asked for was siding. He cross-sold me something that complements. It's now talking about my roof and fixing up my vents in my house. Like, it was just a really good cross-sell for him. It was something that he saw and went, oh, yeah, how about this, right? So then I think about, like, I'm running a bike shop and someone's buying a bike for me. Well, there's a lot of stuff you can cross sell: helmets, gloves, da, da, da. But also depend on what that person is buying and why. If I'm buying like a heavy duty mountain bike, well, am I taking this on like trails and stuff? Oh, well, you might want this front bag or a side bag or bar bag to hold, your granola bars and your water. You might want a water bottle. You might need these extra, this different type of pedal or extra seat. If it's a road bike and we're talking about how you're doing this massive ride, you might want a different seat. So I'm cross-selling that, or a seat pad or something of that nature, right? I think about my buddy Chad, who just did his first like triathlon. So he had to get the specialized the straps for the pedal. So that's like a cross sell. Yeah. And yeah. So you can, I'm trying to mention some of these because you can do that and you can cross sell while still having the best interest of your customer in mind. It's like, I'm cross selling you something that actually is going to make your experience with my product or my service better. It's good as it is, and I'm proud of it, but like, this is actually going to make it better. So I'm giving you an opportunity. And yes, it also allows me to make more money. Like, that's a win-win. It's a good thing.
That's the key there. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because at the end of the day, we have to think about that initial want or need from the customer. And so from the bike example, Jeff, I purchased a couple of e-bikes a few years ago with my wife, and we ended up finding the e-bikes over in Toledo, Ohio, which is about an hour and a half away from where we live, because there was a dealer that had the specific bike we were looking at. We got to test them out. We rode them. We purchased them. We loved them. But we got back home and realized that we were going back to pick them up, that we didn't have a bike rack. We had ordered them, and we're like, wait, we have to get a bike rack. So we bought a bike rack from our local shop. And so we ended up purchasing the bike rack at a different place because they didn't offer that to us up front. And so they missed out on the cross sale of the bike rack, which of course they sold. They just didn't ask us about it. And we got home and we had to solve the problem. So instead of going there and hoping they had a solution that would work, I sorted out the problem myself at home, because the bike rack was essential for me to get the bikes home because they were too big to fit in our vehicle. And so I think the key in all of this is, what is that ultimate need and of your customer? And then thinking about something that's outside of your normal wheelhouse. Now, you know, bike stores sell bike racks all the time, but if you think about a bike rack, that's an attachment to a car. And so it's not a natural thing for bike stores to sell. You would think that car dealerships would sell it, but of course that's not how it's done. It makes perfect sense to sell it at bike shops. Mm-hmm. But that's a good example of how something that's really outside of your industry, there's no spokes or tires or gears or handlebars, right?
Yeah.
Or seats.
That's something you're buying from somewhere else, right?
So it's so complimentary that it's an essential offering for a bike shop to sell.
It's also a big cross sell.
It's a huge,
inexpensive product.
Our bike rack cost about half the cost of one of our bikes,
right?
We had a good bike, so we wanted a good bike rack.
And depending on what your car is, you might have to get the more expensive one too, depending on your hitch or lack of, right? And I love that story because in one of the upcoming episodes, one of the things that I want to talk about is this idea of like the five whys method for figuring out what your customers really need. And it leads into this, because a simple question to you of why probably would have led you in a conversation with that bike salesperson to realize that you need a bike rack.
Yep.
Because you could have talked about, well, why? Oh, like, you know, he could have asked a where in this, but like, why, you know, oh, we go on family bike rides. Oh, where do you go? Oh, we go, you know, there's a trails. They're only just a couple miles from our house. Like, oh, so you ride your bikes there? Oh, no, actually. Oh, crap. We need a bike rack.
Right.
Versus Adam thinking about it on the way home, right? Or whatever. So like I'm excited for that, because I think that's going to allow us to help solve some of those problems for people before they get to this point of it. But I love that. That's a great add-on, because it's not one necessarily I love it. That makes a lot of sense.
That brings me to another spot in this discussion on cross-selling is, I think it's important to design a cross-sale strategically. And some companies have done this like on a big scale, where you have toy makers who have probably secretly partnered with Energizer or Duracell in order to cross sell batteries that are always going to be needed, rather than make it built in rechargeable. So some companies actually do have different cross sells. For example, you have different, I just recently purchased a whole house water filter, and 95% of the whole house water filters that are out there what do you have to buy on a regular basis? You have to regularly buy filters. And so you have to replace that filter. I ended up buying one that's self-cleaning. I did not want to have to replace that filter. So I paid extra for a self-cleaning version. But a lot of companies are designing their products strategically to have a cross-sell and an ongoing cross-sell that's needed, like a filter that's needed to be replaced, or on a razor, the blades that need to be replaced, or batteries for whatever product or service it is.
Great example, security cameras, right? So we have the Blink, which is the Amazon company, and the cross-sell. Yes. And this could technically be an upsell, but it's really a cross. It's the cross-sell is you can purchase, because you don't need it, but you could purchase the subscription plan for extra cloud storage so that you never have to delete your videos.
Right.
And so with the upsell would be the higher level camera or the additional pet, whatever, but you can literally, the cross sell is that it's a subscription, which mirrors your example of the maintenance package for the car and things of that nature. And yeah, I love it.
Exactly. So as a business owner, I think it's important to really think about what complementary products or services can you start to offer? And I love, Jeff, that you talked about your contractor who was doing siding. But at some point, he didn't know how to do the roof vents that you were talking about, you know? And so it may be something where we're carpet cleaners. We don't do that, but we see the demand and we see the need of our customers and it meets the initial need. And so instead of only offering carpet cleaning, we also offer tile cleaning now, or whatever that complimentary service is that meets that initial need and desire and fulfills that, provides that service to the customer that matches what they're seeking out.
I want to harp on, I love the way in which you went about that, because I think that's super important, is you did not say, think of something you're already aware of that you can sell. You thought, where's another need that my customer might need? There's another space for an opportunity, right? And it's like, oh, now I can put the time and effort in learning that because there's already a need there. So now I'm going to create an opportunity for me to be in that space. This goes to a much larger, like, market product, you know, product market fit and creating a product and then trying to jam it into somewhere versus finding the market and then creating a product for it. But, and so if you see that, so for example, you're probably right. I'm going to ask him now when I see him, because he hasn't come out and done them yet. Like, there was probably at some point where he was doing siding and then someone said something like, can you look at my roof? Or what did you guys do roofs? And he's like, no. And then he went, maybe we should. There's a need there. And my clients, it's a direct complimentary service. It's a direct complimentary need. And I couldn't do it. There's an opportunity there for me to now get specialized also in that, or have someone on my team who's good at that, so that we can now look for the opportunities for that cross sell. We can now ask questions and stuff. And I think that's super important. Of like, there's probably been times where you sold something and a client maybe asked you a question like, hey, where do I get the best helmet? Or where do I get the best this? Or where can I get a bike rack? And you're like, oh crap, I wish I had bike racks here to sell them. Right. And then you figure it out. So I think the idea of complimentary, and then also not just trying to think of something you have to then try and force a sell, but where is the opportunity that serves your client in a complimentary space or whatever that might be, where you can then put that product, not jam it. Find the opportunity, I think, is really key.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I think that sums it up good, Jeff. I think this is a good discussion.
Let's go to downselling in the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to recap, upselling, we talked about in the last episode, is when you go bigger. Cross-selling is when you go wider, that we talked about, of course, in this episode. And then for our next episode, you'll see next week. So join us back next week, is when you go smaller, when you haven't made the sale and you go smaller to make that sale. So that's all we have for this episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to our website. It's smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun. Be strategic and get out there and grow your business. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.